Hello, good morning.
Howdy, folks.
Hello.
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 Yeah. My kids are getting pretty impossible with the whole school thing, with their holiday parties and stuff, and they're just ready to not be in school anymore. And we have our work holiday party this afternoon. I have to be honest, my psychological position on the topic is not much different than my kids. I'm just like, let's just get in there. I want to do some karaoke and trivia and then just get out of here.
I am ready for vacation.
Our work party was moved to, I think, mid-January last year, and people really liked. Maybe it was even early February, but they really liked it not competing with all of the other holiday parties. It's
Yeah.
like, oh, here's a chance for a party at a time when we don't have holidays. Okay, let's do that. We're not trying to wedge everything in and making it more stressful.
Right, and you're not already like eating junk food, like eating all the holiday food every single day, and it actually will feel like a treat as opposed to like, oh my God, I can't or I shouldn't.
Because
Every time I.
it does come with a baking contest, which is
Oh,
onion.
nice.
Pretty
Nice.
sweet.
Yeah.
Every time I hear work party, I think of that scene from Santa Claus 2 where he goes to the teacher's holiday party.
I don't recall it.
Yeah, I haven't
Yeah.
seen that.
It's basically they get there and it's just a bunch of people standing around with punch in one hand and a plate in the other hand. No one's talking to anybody and really bad music is playing in
Okay.
the
Well, then in that case, I have been to that party.
Yeah, I think we all have.
All right. Let's see. I guess I need to share my screen or something. Let me try to figure this out. It's impossible to describe how low energy I am this morning. Okay. Here we go. Gonna try to. Can y'all see my screen? Eventually, I'm going to stop asking that and just start trusting Zoom. It does a pretty good job these days. All right. Welcome to the last Product Council meeting of 2025. We did it. We did another year. Let's see, Martin, I have you down here for notes. Are you good to do that?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. And we can dive right into announcements. There has been a revised Trillium release schedule announced. The release is targeted for the end of May. And it's been recommended just for in order to inform future conversations on the topic that PC members watch the recording for that RMS meeting. And also, this is the last PC meeting of the year, so there the next 2 weeks we will not be having any Product Council related meetings. Any other announcements that maybe we forgot about and didn't list here? Okay. Well, let's dive right into liaison updates. Looks like we have nothing from the CC, Alexis.
No meeting this week.
Okay. Awesome. Todd, anything from the product council?
You mean from the technical council?
That is certainly what I mean.
Yeah, let me grab those notes. Yeah, so they've selected the big thing is that they discussed the calendar calming proposal. There's some interest, but there's also concern because the last week of the month, quieting that might interfere with some things that kick off beginning of the month stuff for developers. So there's interest, but also a little bit of concern. So think they want to experiment with it and see how it shakes out. They're also slowly moving ahead on the pilot for review, for technical review of existing modules, and they've got reviewers assigned for the two pilot modules.
And these modules are the
Mod EBSCOnet and UI Export Manager.
okay. I have to confess that this moment right now is the first time I have ever heard of the phrase mod EBSCOnet. What do we know what that is?
I can't. Charlotte.
So I just had a question,
No.
and that was if the mod linked data, or what it's called, has been approved. So the new linked data app, because all that new work will be included in Trillium.
I do not have, I don't have an update on that, but maybe Christy does. Okay, and then Brooks says that Mod EBSCOnet is for, well, my messages have just, yeah, EBSCOnet is a subscription management tool. So it's a, so it's the module that allows in integration with that.
Fantastic.
And over to Christy.
The modeling data app was actually discussed this week as well, and it was put in the queue to be evaluated next. So it's coming up. Yeah. Are there any deadlines that you have that I should share back with the TC that we need to have in mind?
Christy, I can send you in Slack because I have a screen dump of the proposed timeline. So it's not
Okay.
official decided yet, but there should be one of the milestones is approval of a new app and modules. But I'll send it to you
Okay.
in Slack.
Okay. Thanks.
Fantastic.
Then that was, yeah, that was really it for the TC. There was no dedicated discussion this week, and done until the new year.
All right.
Yay.
Absolutely. Oh, gotta be careful. RMS.
Ramsten CSP 9 will be released January 14th, so there is a delay with that. I know some people at Stanford are need that to fix some issues. So they have to wait till next year. Sunflower CSP 4 will be released on December 22nd. Testing is in progress. Things seem to be going well in testing, so yay, that's good. And then, of course, we already heard about the proposed timeline for Trillium. And I do, I know Jeremy already said this, but I do recommend listening to the recording because it gets into kind of more of how the sausage is made type of discussion. Dennis did a small presentation on, here's the proposed timeline and here's some considerations going into what they want the release date to be. And some of those considerations were, Sunflower is just only beginning to be adopted and they want people to kind of settle in with that release, especially it's, this is a big one in terms of permissions, Eureka, and so there are some substantial changes with this one. Libraries might not have the ability to test until really May, for that. This aligns with fiscal year rollover, perhaps, perhaps not. But it also allows hosting organizations to ramp up and target upgrades for late summer fall. In terms of alignment with fiscal year, some people had some questions. Generally, those who are hosted preferred to do their rollover with their existing kind of environment and then upgrade, which this is something we do here. I don't think we'd upgrade and then do a fiscal rollover. I mean, that's too much risk for us. So I'm getting this from the recording. I don't know Charlotte, if you have it, I think believe you were able to attend. Do you have anything to add?
The one thing I could add is that, so I asked in the meeting if it was planned for the next flower release, Umbrella Leaf, to be come in the fall 2026. And here I'd say I got a very long explanation, which made me quite unsure if that is to happen. Mark Bexler explained it was very expensive to do flower releases, probably there would come a change to more incremental releases. And that's all fine if that is what we are to do. But the development teams need to know and need to know how to plan for our new development, because most of us, we're done with the Trillium development, and we are looking to do development for the next cycle. So we are, of course, yeah, in some cases, maybe two releases in front of what the libraries have implemented. Yeah, so I'd say that should be on the PC's also radar to follow up on what's the planning of the releases coming next, so coming after Trillium, what's happening?
Yeah, thank you so much, Charlotte. Yeah, I forgot to put that down in the notes, and and not only us. I think like the PO lead and everyone really needs to know if we're gonna do a full release or incremental. That's another big change. And I know we want to go to those incremental because some of the big. Well, the big releases that we had are, I mean, they're difficult, right? In many respects, but yeah.
Was there any talk about the shift from Kong to API 6 and whether or not that is being targeted for the Trillium release or Umbrella? Charlotte?
Yes. So here we also talked about replacing Kong, if the work on making API 6 ready, if that would hold back Trillium even further. And here the message was no, it would not. There
Okay.
was not an expectation that it would be delayed, and if it was delayed, then Trillium could be rolled out with using Kong as it already was expected, and then API 6 could come later. I don't
Yeah,
know, but that
as
was not seen as any risk.
from my perspective, the hesitance is as someone who's like yet to adopt Eureka. I'm not super enthusiastic about spending a lot of effort standing up Kong just to have to go back, 6 months later and swap it out for API 6. I'd rather do just one. But okay. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Anything more from RMS?
That's it. And I believe the next few meetings are probably canceled until January. Do you know Charlotte if that's the case? But I imagine.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But I can check and just ask on that channel too. Yeah.
I think that is likely to be the case. It seems to be what most of the groups are doing, or everyone that I've seen. But
Yeah, if not, I'll just take notes and bring it to when we meet next. So, yeah.
all right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to dive into housekeeping. We do need a new topic calendar for 2026, but I seem to have seen that it was created. Alexis, do I have you to thank for this?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, thank you. This is awesome.
I just put in the dates, and then I didn't do anything for the calendar calming yet, but I could, gray out whatever we want to gray out or whatever. But it, the bones are there for whatever we decide.
Yeah. Well, this is perfect. Yeah, this makes this part of the meeting much shorter. Yeah, so yeah, we now have a link to a 2026 calendar, topic calendar, and we can start getting this filled in. So that is awesome.
And I
Okay.
especially wanted to make sure that we had it noted that the 22nd or whatever that was, that third week in January is going to be the tri-council meeting during our
Yeah.
time slot.
Yeah, that's good to have on there. And yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what this looks like if we start blocking off some times for the calendar calling. Jennifer.
I was wondering, since we have that calendar up, and I know this is our last meeting, but do we need to kind of wow, Alexis, you're amazing. SIG updates max too. I didn't see that until now. That's what I was thinking of, like having a dedicated column for that. Because we're changing, we still want the quarterly reports, right? But we want the rolling SIG updates as well. Okay, I answered my own question. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Awesome. All right. And speaking of that, SIG reports are due. I went to put a link in here. Do we have does anyone have a URL to where those get posted?
I can insert the URL.
All right, thank you. Is any of the SIG liaisons here have any comments on their SIG? And so one of the things we kind of dropped the ball with this a little bit, but one of the things we had talked about was flipping around these SIG report meetings in anticipation of doing the rolling updates to be kind of more informational from the product council to the SIGs, instead almost like a product council report to the SIGs or something like that. But it's hard to make changes. Alexis.
One of the things we said we were going to do in the community, the dashboard, blah, 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 the community priorities dashboard working group is figure out the new sort of SIG cadence of like how we're interacting with them. And so
Yeah.
I feel like what you were just saying was like that's something that we need to figure out how to kind of put in with the larger, what are the SIGs going to come talk to us about? What are we going to talk to the SIGs about? So just so you know, that's on our radar.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. And we probably just need to set that as a topic that we are going to address and just kind of make some final decisions and really plan out how we want that to look. Jennifer?
And I know we had just finished this with the community priorities, but are we going to review that? Ask the SIGs to review their priorities for next year. It's like, I'm wondering where does that fit into our calendar and also like the SIG work. So is it the end of the year? So do we plan on doing it the end of the year? Or should we do, beginning of the year, like reevaluate?
I
That's
think,
a really
yeah, I was going to say, I think we had talked about, at least in the working group, we had talked about the timing. We know we want to do it once a year. And then there was some talk about like maybe somewhere around either maybe before WolfCon or something. So it wouldn't be like calendar year. I know that for sure. But again, that's one of the things that we were going to try to figure out in the working group.
how okay, yeah, you guys are working on that in the working group. I just have all these questions now. Like, how long does it take for like if we were super efficient about getting the SIGs in to present their priorities, how long of a window is that? How many SIGs do we have? I guess we just looked at all of them. It's right here, right? Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Oh, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, about 21, maybe 22. So that's 11 weeks, right? At two a time. Jennifer.
Well, I think also not all the SIGs, well, some of the SIGs wouldn't have that information, like support, and cross up. But it did take a while because I think the initial idea was to get it from the SIG pages, but I don't think SIGs kind of work this into their process, or all SIGs do, so it's a little uneven. So maybe I don't know if this is for the working group or someone else. I think we wanted to kind of streamline how at least like all SIGs are doing X, Y, and Z, and this would be, priorities, and making it visible for the product council. I'm not sure if that's something we want, but or if we need to like reach out to the SIGs and have them do their process and get back to us. I think it took about 2 months or 3 months to get our community priorities.
That sounds about right. And Charlotte's got a really great point that she put in the chat, which is just that the biggest potential for impact, and this is what I'm Charlotte, forgive me, I'm interpreting what you said, but the biggest potential for impact of these priorities is to inform development work. And so it does seem like we should probably figure out how to time these priorities in such a way so that they're kind of fresh on people's minds when decisions are being made as far by product owners as far as what to prioritize for development. So it does seem like the cadence of these prioritization updates should align with our release cycle in a way that allows it to inform the releases. Did I get that right, Charlotte? Is that what you were saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
I want to just jump in and say I think that's a really good goal, but one thing that we ran into early on with this is that we don't have a stable release cycle, right? Like we can't anticipate ahead of time. So, I think that getting this off the ground and routinizing it is in and of itself a really big lift. So like jumping ahead a little bit to our subgroup update. We're going to split our subgroup into two parts, and Alexis is going to be working on the kind of the routinizing of this of the dashboard, and Todd and I, some other people, are going to be working on the kind of second tier prioritization that the PC might do, and kind of rolling up some of the specific features that have been flagged for prioritization into larger kind of packages that we can talk about kind of on the product level more than the like specific development feature level.
That's a really good point. Yeah, because as soon as I mentioned that about the release cycle, I was in the back of my head, I was thinking, does that mean we just kind of, it's like Easter, we just announce every year when it's going to be like, here's how it aligns, with this year's release cycle or something like that. And that seems not wonderful, like a not great approach.
I think I think getting it getting into a routine, getting into a steady cadence will be the first step, and then we can kind of tweak it from there.
And who knows, maybe it'll become so valuable to informing the direction of the product that it will start to tame the release cycle and bring that into alignment with its own cadence.
Who knows?
Okay. Let's see. Action item review. Is this Oh, no. Yeah, no. This is yeah. Charlotte did in fact send out this message to the SIG conveners. Did you get any feedback from them?
Yeah, I got a little got some different feedback. I suggested people to add it as comments into the document, so we have it everything in one place.
Awesome. And I'd like to determine my name on a bunch of these things. Which one of these still need to be done? Thomas, I do feel like I recall you having done this. Is this the case? You reach out to the implementers to determine if their survey can satisfy the PC's goals for a list of modules with maintenance statuses?
Yeah, we talked about it at the last implementers planning meeting. We're going to put it on our agenda for the beginning of next year for the implementers to work on and start working on a survey. And we'll probably be reaching out to other SIGs to look at it too. But we're just going to put it together the main questions within our SIG.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you did it to me then, because if you talk to them about it, then check. All right. I've been really bad with this stuff. I apologize. My calendar coming. This still needs to be done, but we do have the new agenda now. All right. Should be on how to surface tools that can. Yeah, this is on the agenda for today. So, all right, couple more knocked off. Okay. Working group check-ins, and we do have we had a little bit of an update from Caitlin's group. Release management got handled during the liaison update. Is Autumn with us today? Do we have okay? Community directed development. We did not meet. I'm going to actually edit this page so that I can up update the check-in dates. Yeah, community directed development did not meet. Charlotte?
So for Autumn's working group, it's not directly but at the PO meeting yesterday, here Anne E and oh, I forgot, was it Stephanie presented a way to communicate new enhancements in a more human understandable way and not these endless list of UX prod tickets numbers. And it kind of is exactly the same thinking as in the RMS and communication working groups purview, where we have been discussing exactly the same.
Very good.
So I think we should coordinate the effort,
Yeah.
and maybe it is for the POs to write up the more technical information, which is to be understood and is the tool for system administrators and people installing the system. And SMEs and PC members and others to write more human understandable language. But maybe it would be a good idea, especially that this working group listened into the PO meeting and
Yeah.
hear what the POs were thinking. And they will be, I think we are very aligned with what's the problem here.
That's a great update, and it's nice when we can find synergy in the community.
I can
Charlotte.
find the linking, and then Martin, you can maybe add it.
Yeah, what did you say? Where did they present that?
At the product owner meeting yesterday.
On the product owners. Okay.
Yes. So I can send you the agenda and the link to the recording.
Yeah, thank you.
Caitlin and Alexis, when it comes to the community priorities dashboard and the splitting into two groups, are we wanting to have two separate groups listed here, or are these kind of like sub-subgroups?
I think they're sub-subgroups. What do you think, Alexis?
Yeah, definitely. Basically, we took the deliverables and we split them out into two chunks.
Yeah.
And as Caitlin was saying, like she and Todd are going to work on some of them, and Autumn, Lisa, and I are going to work on the other
Okay.
parts. And we just decided we were going to divide up the work.
All
And
right.
it
So
separated pretty evenly, so.
awesome. Okay, so yeah, so for the PC's perspective, we'll still interface with y'all's group in progress with this one column or one row here. Okay. Fantastic. Any other updates from y'all?
I mean, it was, yeah. So we met last week, and we talked through some of the feedback we got from the product owners when we met with them the week before, and then made the decisions to basically the charter is set, we're good to go, and we just decided this is how we're going to move forward in the new year and divide up the work.
Okay, awesome. All right. Let's see. Okay. Let's dive into the calendar calming feedback section, which actually, I guess that does mean. Well, I could take care of that in a second. So, Charlotte, if you want to dive into that, that's fine. Do we have any comments yet?
So do you have the document? Then maybe you can share.
Is there a link in here? No, this is the product owners meeting. I
I can
don't have.
also find it. Yeah, 2 sec, then give me a second.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so what I'm thinking for this next bit of our conversation is that we could kind of look at the feedback, and specifically Charlotte has outlined in her proposal some next steps. So it'd be good to look at what she thought through as far as next steps for this process, could be. How we feel about those, if we need to tweak them at all, and then make a decision about if we want to start taking those steps.
Should I share
Sure.
document?
Yeah. I can stop sharing.
The next steps I had listed up was that we were to loop in the six. And also the councils that we have done, and get their feedback. The feedback I have gotten, I'd say I can summarize that a couple of people thinks that there is too many meetings, so it's should be that the six meet very less frequently. So reconsider the weekly meetings and maybe do bi-weekly meetings. And I think that's actually happening already. I know from the MMSIC, they are planning to only meet every other week going forward. And the Serials app SIG is only meeting once a month, and the Linked Data SIG is also only meeting twice a month. So that's kind of happening. But you can say maybe this proposal with having the calm week, in a way I see it a little as two different initiatives. But it we should do what people feels will work best. So maybe a more general only meeting every other week can give some calm down. But Vivian and Laura definitely is on that, that it should be the meeting cadence of the different six they should look into. And Jennifer, you also sent a longer a summary on the conversation you had in the data import SIG, and also because you have a very busy you have a lot of things on your plate, so maybe you are getting all stressed if you are to have less meetings.
Yeah, well, I did bring it up in data import, and I think, everyone is overloaded. Whether it's meetings or, not having less staff, especially areas like technical services, we don't have the staff we used to have. So, we do less with less, or maybe we just have less. So, I think things are probably strained in many places. But people agreed that we do need to do more in the meeting and take it more slowly, so that we do it right rather than just doing it quickly. So what we're going to do in data import is we're going to alternate a SIG meeting and then the lab. So right now what we're doing is SIG meetings every week and a lab every week on Thursday. So this will kind of allow us to, so moving from that model to alternating in between the SIG meeting and lab will allow us to kind of test kind of new functionality or work it through with screenshots or test bugs or maybe do an audit on current functionality. And what we really want to do is make sure that we discuss in full everything, that topic that we're discussing. So if it goes over, to the next meeting, then we just move it to the next agenda. We were in favor of maybe if the lab falls on that last week, then we wouldn't have a lab. I think as I see it, the problem with data import is his been accumulative in that, there's so many thin threads. We have years really to get us to probably where we want to be. And I would say even for metadata, I don't think Folio is MVP ready for metadata or data import or data export. But that is something separate. I mean, we can't go any faster. There are no development teams, and going faster, I don't think, is the solution, which is what we said in our meeting. We need to, even though we're not really at a place where we want to be, we have to make sure that what we're doing is really what we want and scoped appropriately, and that we define it so that everyone is clear on the functionality we want.
Thank you.
And then there was from, was it the CC Todd, where, or was it the TC? You had some comments regarding this proposal.
Yeah, I made those comments earlier,
Yeah.
largely interest, but some concern about whether it affects some of the cadence of development processes, especially processes that kick off things that happen at the beginning of the month. So,
Do I guess
unclear.
one I would entertain something. I mean, if I think it would be better for us to coordinate with another council, than for us to have the specific week that we're looking at. Todd, were there other weeks that were suggested as maybe being a better fit? Maybe the second week or
Not particularly. I think there is some willingness to try, though I don't think it, there was some expressed willingness to see what it's like, although no actual decision was recorded.
sure.
If I don't know if Christy has anything further to add.
I see Kristen has her hand up.
Hey, we were talking about this in the app interaction SIG, and that's where some of the comments that came in on here from like Vivian are from. But listening to what Jennifer's saying too, it makes me wonder if we need a different proposal for calendar calming than what's here. And I'm kind of like thinking, I don't know if you want to do it twice per month or every other week because there is a slight difference there that always ends up being fun with Outlook when, you know, your one meeting a month interferes with your every other week meeting. But what Vivian was commenting and what I've experienced also is like when a special topic comes up, like this small group of people cannot find anything in about like the 4 hour window that works for everybody's time zones, you know? So I wonder if it's really more of asking people to go on a twice monthly or every other week full meeting and then being able to reserve that time for special groups that might need to get together. It sounds like that's sort of what Jennifer's saying data import is up to with like a data import SIG meeting and then lab to talk about special topics. And that, because it's also true, like if groups start meeting less frequently, there can be like a downward spiral of the usefulness of the group. So I think if the POs want to keep a pulse on what development is, I can see we're having a SIG meeting every other week can be really helpful. It's a chance for everybody to be able to check in, to know what's going on, if there's if especially for areas that are really in active development. But maybe it would be more along the lines of like being able to recommend to SIGs that they switch this up so that when there are working groups that come up. Oh, thanks, Jennifer. That could be a way to give that space or and take, I think, take some of the pressure off, but also I feel like what's good about this proposal that you have, Jennifer, is it doesn't like make it not a priority. It's a way of stretching things out to fit where people are at while still continuing, you know, hopefully continuing progress.
Jennifer.
Yeah, and maybe Christy, my co-leader with the data import SIG, might want to say something too. I think one of the things we noticed was that it's difficult to navigate Jira. You know, it's and even trying to keep track of everything that's happening, you know, especially when you're maybe one or two releases behind what's being released. So when you're doing this development in probably no matter, but you know, in data import, it's you have a lot that you're trying to keep track of. So one of the things with our proposal that we set up was to allow people to engage with the development and kind of take the pressure off of, you know, it's okay to not really know Jira that well. We'll do it together. So we have, it's not just this proposal for alternating, I think, between the SIG business meetings and lab. We have this whole proposal going on for how we allow the community to participate in our development, which I think is, I don't know if any other group has that listed out like we do, but this proposal was really to help the community kind of engage as well. And Christy, I don't know if you want to say anything more about that.
No, I'm just really excited about this. Hopefully, this can also help us get more efficient. You know, I think that there's a sense that we don't actually know the best way to move forward, so we're doing a lot of experimenting. So this is the time for us to think about how we can be kind to ourselves and to make it okay to go slow, and to relieve some of the pressure. And ultimately, I'm hoping that we'll just get better at being more efficient rather than just throwing more of people's time at something without, you know, thinking thoughtfully about why we're meeting and what our intentions and our goals are. So we'll see how this works out. We have a proposal out to the community to implement this on January 7th, if it seems that the rest of the data import community is okay with it.
Do y'all mind if I, just for my own edification, making sure I'm understanding what is going on here, kind of express the differences between these two proposals as I understand them, and then you guys can tell me all the ways in which I got it wrong. Would that be all right?
Sure.
So I feel like Charlotte's proposal is a moratorium on meetings completely on the last week of the month. Is that correct, Charlotte?
Yeah. It's simply so we can do, all the work that is not folio, directly folio, but
Sure.
is piling up. It's on my desk, and I am pretty sure it's all on your desk as well. That work for your institution and things like that, you never get to it because folio is eating up all your time. So
Yeah.
that was the background for having these calendar calming.
And then what Christy and Jennifer are bringing forward is an idea that is the every other week there would be a full meeting, and then there would be a more like a working meeting where the spot is still reserved, but it's not intended to be like a complete meeting agenda, but more something for the purpose of accomplishing specific tasks. Did I get that right?
I think so. So our proposal actually came, our proposal came out of our SIG discussion of the calming proposal. It also came up because right before the meeting, Jen and I and Ryan, who is the PO for Data Import, were having a Slack conversation about paired with this is we have done a lot of work over the last few months of being a SIG for the first time to establish a process. Like, how do things get from ideas or problems into Jira and into development? Because that's never really seemed to work for data import. We spent a lot of time developing and establishing that process. And then, as the co-conveners, Jennifer and I have been implementing that. And the process itself led us to a pace that I feel is unsustainable for myself. I just don't have the kind of time to keep up with the pace that was being set by this process, which I think is great. So, as a part of this conversation, we were thinking about one, how can we calm our own pace? Because we've set a pace that we can't keep up. People are burning out. I'm burning out. We don't have enough other people who can step up to help out in these leadership ways. So that was also just another stressor that we were trying to deal with. Today, we've actually had two meetings per week for data import. We have the SIG meetings, which is every Wednesday from 12 to from 1 to 2 Eastern time. And then we have a lab session. And the lab session came about years ago when we were all implementing because we needed time outside of the SIG meeting talking about development to talk about, okay, how do I build this import profile? How is this supposed to work? How can I make this work? Is this a bug or is it not a bug? I don't know. Answering these types of questions, or people who are new and just can't figure out how to build an import profile. So having that sort of working time to address whatever emerging issues came up. We needed all of that time, when we had more frequent implementers. We still need that time, but maybe not as much. So that's how we settled on why don't we alternate the lab and the SIG meetings to give us time to do work between the SIG meetings, still address the needs of the community to have this time to address, okay, these are the problems that I'm having today trying to get my work done with Folio, as opposed to thinking about, defining functionality and getting that functionality ready to be developed in Folio. And then our intention is also to wrap the calming proposal into that. So we would, unless it's a 5 week month, we would only have 3 meetings per week, per month. So we would have, two SIG meetings and one lab meeting per month. Yeah. So that is the proposal that is on the table.
That's really interesting. And you answered preemptively a question I was about to ask, which was, are these two proposals mutually exclusive? Because they weren't necessarily sounding like that. And it sounds like you guys are intending to try to do, in a sense, both at once.
I think that this will also help us to see, like, how many meetings do we really need, right? 3 meetings might not be enough, but sometimes you have to do radical different things to really understand what you actually mean. So, either way, I think that we'll learn something from
I think we're
it.
getting to the point where all of us are just going to be on 24/7 FaceTime streams just to one of the benefits I think of Charlotte's proposal. I like the flexibility in y'all's proposal, and from an individual group standpoint, that does seem like a thing that would be really beneficial. But a lot of us have cross-cutting obligations in many different places in the community. And I think one of the benefits of the idea of a moratorium is that it gets you out of a situation where the flexibility of one of the groups you're involved with and the flexibility of another group that you're involved with correspond in such a way that you never have a week without meetings. Like, if this group picks this week and that group picks this week, and then somehow I just know with my luck, I would end up still being in meetings every week. So I do think there definitely seem to be benefits to both approaches. I'm also excited that you guys are going to be trying this. I think that it potentially leaves some room open for maybe the PC to try one, for you guys to take this other one out for a spin, and then us maybe comparing notes and seeing how it all worked together in a few months or something like that. Charlotte?
Yeah. So in the proposal, I did mention that this was, of course, if you want to meet, this is not mandatory. You can plan accordingly as it fit. So it was just a recommendation to make us some more room. And I also suggested that we could, try out and we can see how, make it voluntary. Want the six and the councils to follow this, and then we can evaluate in the sometime March and see how did this work out. Was it we had meetings all of us also on the quiet weeks or what, and then we decide from there.
Kristen.
I was going to say, I'm not an official liaison at this point, but you've given some really nice talking points I can take back to App Interaction. I feel like with looking at this, the other thing I think that might be useful in this proposal is like some of these weeks are carefully picked out for holidays too. So it just putting it out there, like we're not, we've got May Day on here, we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter, and so right around July 4th. So I think that that's all makes it sort of helps plan, like we have our summer recess here, and so I can see that being useful too. And I think Jeremy, you have some really good points about like if we all work towards this to see if it happens, then we can actually really realize more benefit, and we won't know until we try. So as Kristen pointed out.
We have about 5 minutes left. I'd really love to make a decision. I don't know if that's possible, but I'm just gonna say that I would be happy with us deciding to take the last week, to adopt Charlotte's proposal for January, February, and March. We'll just decide as the PC that we're going to do that, and then reach out to the technical council and community council and say, "Hey, we're doing this, and we'd like to invite you to join us in it." And we can have some feedback after it's all done and see how it went. That way the TC could, if they decide they do want to participate, they could say we were right and the last week was awful. And we could have that feedback and maybe, try a different week or something. And I'm very encouraged to hear that if we were to do this, it wouldn't be incompatible with what data import is talking about doing. So I don't know. That's my yeah, the CC can consider doing 3 times a month. I don't know. We'll see. Jennifer. Oh, poking my eye.
Yeah, I was just thinking of our planning agenda too. That's something we can skip that last week. And maybe that's something that we can plan for as well. Can we alternate, planning and doing work, having working groups 1 week and then have the business meeting another week. So I think there's maybe some combinations we could try that are out of the box, because honestly, for our working groups, we never have enough time for those. So maybe that's, or maybe we have two PC business meetings, a week where it's just working group meetings, and then a week off for everything,
So I mean, how does that sound? Is anybody super opposed to us just taking this for a spin for the first quarter of 2026? Cool. I will get with Caitlin. Oh, Todd?
I guess the question is, do we need we have enough people to make a decision, yes?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. I'm happy
Yeah.
for lazy consensus.
Okay. Yeah, I am counting enough, though I am constantly forgetting who is and who's not on the PC. But yes, yeah, we're good. Yeah, I think Caitlin, if it's cool with you, I think maybe you and I could get together and figure out how to communicate this idea to the other councils and maybe. Yeah, just kind of figure out the chair angle on it.
Yeah, I think we need to have some time on this. I just sent you a chat to about scheduling. So
Awesome.
let's do that.
Yeah. So
Okay.
we just, sorry, we just decided that we will not have a meeting on the last week in January, February, and March. Yeah, for these 3 months, for the
Yeah,
time being.
I think so. That's I well and not only not a Thursday meeting, but not a Tuesday meeting either on those months. So no,
Yeah, of
I mean,
course.
wait. Let's make sure we understand what it is that we're deciding real quick. The way I read it, it would be any PC sponsored meetings would be canceled in that week. So that would also include subgroup meetings as well. So yeah, does that sound good still? Okay. All right. Well, that puts us right at time. We didn't get to all of our agenda items, but I think we had a good discussion on the one that we did talk about, and it gives us something to dive into when we get back in the new calendar year. I hope you all have a great holiday.
Thank
Hi
you.
everyone.
Thanks,
Yeah.
everyone. Happy
Happy
holidays.
holidays. Happy holidays.
Bye, everyone.